The following recording was produced by the Queechy Church in Queechy, Vermont. For more information on the church, its activities, and resources, please visit us online at www.queechychurch.org. Now, this is a little bit unusual, but at this time, we're going to do a little bit of an interview. As I mentioned, we have had, this is the second year that we have done this. We've been developing a partnership with a pastoral training institute in Latvia. And we have two Latvian men who have come to spend time with us here in the United States, here particularly in the Upper Valley, working alongside us in gospel ministry in the churches in CRC in Hanover, here in Queechy, also the church plant in New London that was started even before here at Queechy. And Carlos and Slavik have been remarkably servant-hearted. They have been great to know, great to work alongside. And they were even here with me yesterday helping to get the building ready for winter. In other words, anything that's going to be buried in the snow needs to be taken care of about now. And so they were here serving us just yesterday. And so I encourage you to talk with them afterwards, get to know them. They may even offer to help you out in some ways. But this time I'd like to invite them up. We'll do a brief little interview just to help you get acquainted and get a little bit of a window into what this internship program is and why we've been doing it. Come on up. So what I'll do is I'll ask three sets of questions, very brief, and then each of you will take a turn answering. So first of all, where are you from? Where did you grow up, and how did you become a Christian?
I speak in this thing?
That's right.
Hello, my name is Slavik, and I'm from Latvia. The capital of Latvia is Riga, right in the center. And if you don't know where Latvia is, it's really close to Russian border, where three Baltic states are. Poland is very close also. Latvia is very small country. It's almost like New Hampshire. And you can from one side, you can drive like 6 or 5 hours in the other direction, and that will be the end of Latvia, and that's where Russia starts, and you don't want to go there. I'm kidding. You need a visa to go there. I became a Christian 10, 11 years ago when I first went to a Christian camp, Christian summer camps, and I know that you also have something like that. And it was a great week. I had a lot of friends, and I saw how people are kind and loving and greeting just like in here. In here I also met a lot of very lovely people. He's one of them. I don't consider myself a very dumb person, but it took me 9 months to realize that by reading Bible, there is some truth, something good, something interesting that you can study that can change your life. And after 9 months, I decided to dedicate my life to Christianity, and all because friends, fellowship, and community in the church. Yes.
Hi, I'm Carlos. I'm involved in church plant in Latvia. It's in a smaller city. It's a 2-hour drive from Slavik. And I became Christian when I was 15 years old. But I started it all when my mother took me, my brother, and my sisters to church. And there was Christian influence. And after that, I went to Christian school where there was a lot of Christians. Also, a lot of American missionaries came, and we had a camp. So that was an opportunity. Just hear the gospel. And then I went to, at around 15 years of age, I went to this Christian camp for men. It's like a boot camp for young guys. It's really interesting. You get to do a lot of exercises, physical exercises, and through them, they try to mentor you and preach the gospel to you. And I would say the thing that Don spoke about, passivity in the man, I would say that was really truthful to me and in a church where I were. So that really spoke to me, and I saw that Jesus was not passive. He engaged. He saved us. And so that really changed my heart, and I became a Christian. Yeah.
Well, what is it that you're doing back at home in Latvia? In other words, what did you leave doing in order to come join us for this?
I'm enrolled in church plant. We are together five families, and we moved to the city. None of us live there. but we're starting church there. And it's interesting way how we are doing it. Latvians are, a lot of us here say that New England people are reserved. Like Latvians are more reserved than you. So you are really open people. And to get to know Latvians, you need to really make a relationship with them, because a lot of people don't trust you. A lot of people are suspicious of you if say you are a Christian. And so we started it by opening a cafeteria. And then other family opened meat shop, and we are starting to open other things to just like, so that people could see us in public, that we are not creepy Christians who want to suck them into our church, but we want to bring something to the society, to the community, and we want to serve them. So we are doing that right now.
I'm also involved in church planting. I used to help in bigger church with youth group, and then we started to go like an hour away to smaller church. We didn't have a church building yet, so we rented a Lutheran church and gathered with other people who were interested in the gospel. Then after doing this for 2 years, I came to pastor and said, that's useless. If you go just one day a week for 2 hours, you preach and then you leave. Nobody stays there. Nobody is involved in daily routine, helping people, communicating, just sharing the gospel in daily life. And pastor said, okay, you will go there. You will live in that area. I didn't know what I was signing for. And I was in a transition in my life back then. A lot of things happened. So it was like an open door. And I decided, okay, I will go there. And I went there. And now we have a church building. And a lot of Americans from Texas and Oklahoma also helped. And now we have a church building. And I live on second floor in a small apartment. And I meet with people. I visit them when they're sick or not sick. I help them in their daily routine, like stacking wood or cleaning leaves or snow. And I also participate in youth ministry. And there are a lot of schools in that area. And I also participate in a choir. I'm not a very good singer, so I play djembe. And sometimes I do beatbox. It's like... yeah. Sometimes they need beatbox. Yes. Yes. Yeah, thank you.
You see that dynamic. And in the gospel, complaining becomes volunteering. Isn't that a beautiful thing? I encourage you afterwards to ask them questions. There's so much more that God is doing in Latvia that it's been encouraging to hear about. But one final question, or two questions, and then we'll conclude. What has this experience been like? What have you been learning in this internship, and how can we pray for you?
I would say the main thing that we have been learning is just the way you look at the gospel. I think it's really encouraging. I think it's a tendency for everyone to drift from the gospel to some kind of moralism or rationalism. And then we are really like judging everyone or like having no truth at all. And so I think that is really, that has stuck to my heart. Just try to look everything through the true gospel and what does it really mean. Because yeah, it's thing that we drift away and I see that we need to keep thinking about what's really the gospel.
Yeah, I totally agree with Carlos that when we came here, we saw how people not just read the Bible and know all the Bible verses, they memorized everything, but they also live. You live it out, and it's really encouraging. And the only thing I could add is that when you pray for us, is when we come to Latvia, that we would keep in mind the gospel and this encouragement that we have from you, and that it's like a battery that charges us and gives us love and patience with reserved Latvians.
Well, can I pray for you just quickly here? Heavenly Father, thank you for Carlos and for Slavics, for the joy of knowing them, for the communication of love that exists now between the Upper Valley and Latvia. The opportunity to see you at work in their lives, and back in their homes. We thank you, Lord, for them, for the ways that they have served us while they've been here. And we pray, Father, that indeed they would be strengthened in the gospel and that you would do powerful things, not because they're impressive, though we like and enjoy them, but because it pleases you to use faithful and humble men to preach the gospel, to use humble and faithful women in the service of the gospel. We pray, Father, for Latvia and for their homes, for the church plants they're involved with, Lord, that many people would be able to see the life of Christ on display and hear the gospel and so come to know him. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.